Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. She is Laura. He is Mike. You are there. And Gabby loves the crows. And the crows love Gabby. Now, if you've been watching for the last 2 days, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about this young girl named Gabby from the great city of Seattle in the great country of America. And she likes to feed crows on her way to school. She actually got introduced to them when she was 4 years old.
Wow.
She was a messy eater, as many kids are. She dropped some food on the floor. Crows flew over and ate it. And instead of being scared by the crows, Gabby was fascinated by the crows. And she had so much fun feeding them, it became a tradition for her and her mom to get up early every morning and go out to feed the crows.
Wait, but we never mentioned about the surprises that the crows gave them.
No, that was how we ended yesterday. The crows not only took the gifts of food from Gabby, but they would also bring gifts back to her. So we're going to be finding out about that today. I'm not sure what crows would buy. I mean, I'd like a nice new pair of shoes, or maybe a new set of golf clubs or something, but I don't think
they can carry things that are that heavy.
They don't have credit cards. So what kind of gifts will a crow bring?
That's true.
Maybe you want a crow to be your secret Santa Claus. Okay. We don't know yet. Let's read the article and find out.
Gifts for Gabby. The crows didn't just take food from Gabby. They also brought gifts to thank her. Every day, they left something for her in the bird bath. Most of the things were small and shiny. Gabby collected and saved all of her presents. She protected them and put them in boxes. One of Gabby's favorite gifts was half of a heart charm with the word best on it. In her mind, one of the crows kept the other half that said friends. Gift. Gift. Kevin gave me a gift because I helped him move. Kevin gave me a gift because I helped him move. Leave. 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 Left. Left. Ryan will leave his computer behind when he goes on vacation. Ryan will leave his computer behind when he goes on vacation. Save. Save. Save, saved, saved. Dad saved the pictures of his family in an album. Dad saved the pictures of his family in an album. Mind. Mind. Rebecca has a very clever mind. Rebecca has a very clever mind.
Okay, yeah, so the article begins with basically what we were just telling you. It says the crows didn't just take food from Gabby. She happily gave them food. They happily took the food, but they also brought gifts to thank her. And that's what you would give to someone if you want to thank them, if you want to show them you love them or appreciate them. You might get them a gift. A gift is very similar to a present. It's traditional to give a gift for birthdays, for Christmas, for special events, like when someone graduates from high school or something.
Yay!
Here, I bought you something. I wrapped it up in pretty paper.
Aww.
It's something you hopefully like. You can open it. It's yours. I'm giving it to you. It is a gift. For example, Kevin gave me a gift because I helped him move. Kevin gave me a gift because I helped him move.
How sweet of
Kevin. That is very nice of Kevin.
Okay, so 我们来看一下我刚刚课文提到的一开始就是乌鸦们诶可不是白白的跟 Gabby 要食物哦，他们也带了礼物要感谢 Gabby 呢。哇，真的是太贴心，就甘心哦。我们来看一下其中我们提到的 gift, G-I-F-T, 这个字呢当然就是指礼物啦。OK, 像是刚刚的例句哦， Mike 提到就是 Kevin 送我一个礼物，因为这个我帮 Kevin 搬家。OK, 好，我们来看一下 gift 呢其实可以怎么用。其实 gift 呢它就是等于 present, 另外这个也 present 这个字也是有礼物的意思。 Now we can talk about birthday gift,、就是生日礼物，或者是 Christmas gift、就是圣诞礼物， or even wedding gift.
Oh, that's right.
OK, 就是这个婚礼 OK 的这个礼物哦。 OK, 那当然呢如果我们要说到这个交换礼物，我们也可以说 exchange gifts. OK, that just means you give each other gifts.
Right. Now let's get back to the article. Let's find out about these gifts.
Nice.
It says every day, wow, every day, they, the crows, every day they left something for her in the bird bath. So this bird bath, which is often a shallow bowl that you might put outside with water in it, they would use that as a place to leave her a gift. Notice we use the word left there. We're not talking about left and right, right and left, things like that. Left, in this case, is the past tense of the verb to leave. If you leave something, that means it stays there when you go away. All right? So, for example, in the morning, you don't want to leave your money at home.
No.
When you leave the house, when you go away from the house, you want to take the money with you. Don't let it stay there. Don't leave it there, because then how will you buy lunch or something like that? So to leave something is to put it in one place, but then go away from it while it still stays there. For example, Ryan will leave his computer behind when he goes on vacation. Ryan will leave his computer behind when he goes on vacation. It's too heavy. He doesn't want to lose it or break it. And he has a smartphone, so that's okay.
Okay, 好，我们来看一下课文提到，就是每天呢，这乌鸦们呢会在这个鸟盆，还记不记得 bird bath 就是鸟盆，留下一些东西给 Gabby 哦。这里我们看到留下什么东西？哎，我们是刚刚课文提到是用 left 则是 leave L E A V E 的过去式以及过去分词，也可以用 left 这个字哦 ，leave left 就是留下的意思。像是刚刚例句提到，就是 Ryan 他去度假的时候会把他的电脑留下，可能放在房子里面，他不会带去哦。Okay, so sometimes I could also say I left the groceries on the table. I left the groceries on the table. So you can leave something on the table, 把它留下，放在桌上，把一些可能你买的一些杂物啊，杂货，就是像是生活物品 groceries 放在桌上。
All right, let's find out about the gifts. It says most of the things were small and shiny.
Oh,
so most of the things, the gifts that the crows left were small and shiny. So no cars. They didn't leave cars. No giant piles of money, because that isn't shiny.
No.
So something small and shiny, maybe like jewelry or something like that? I don't know. We're going to have to find out more.
No smartphones, because it's not small. Okay, anyways, 我们来看一下大多数的物品呢，其实都是小小的，但是呢，它们还闪亮亮的哦。Shiny 这个形容词就是闪亮的哦。不过呢，这里呢，我们先要提一下，因为刚刚我们有提到 most 这样子的用法，有很多种的用法，但我们要请教我们的 Magic Box 找亮点的老师来教我们要怎么用哦。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Hey guys, this is Alvy again. Welcome to our Magic Box today. 今天呢的小亮点，没错，就是大家常常有的疑问啦。到底 most 后面什么时候要加 of， 什么时候不用嘞？ Most of my friends have no idea either. 哎，我大部分的朋友啊，也是搞不清楚啦。又是这个介系词在搞鬼，真是够了吧？哎，别害怕哦，其实啊，很好懂的。我们先来看 most 这个字好了，没错，就是大部分。那如果后面接了of 这个介系词再加一个名词的时候呢，例如 most of the students in my school did well on the exam， 我学校大部分的学生都考得不错。 Most of 呢后面会接上有特定范围的数量哦。而刚刚的句子里呢就是范围限定在我学校的学生里面，所以呢会加上 of 哦。还有不晓得大家一开始还记不记得我说的 Most of my friends have no idea either， 我大部分的朋友也不知道。那我的朋友呢当然也是一个特定范围的数量，所以呢也是用 most of 哦。那如果 most 后面直接接上名词呢，像是 most birds can fly， 大部分的小鸟会飞，没有特定的范围，句中指的就是鸟类中的大部分咯。再举个例子好了，Unlike most people, he went to college at 13 years old. 不像大部分的人啊，他13岁就读大学了。这边的 people 并没有特定的范围哦，所以就不需要加 of 了。经过 LV 的解释，有没有更清楚啦？把观念搞懂了，其实它一点也不难哦。I believe most of you are very smart. Magic Box 小亮点，我们下次见咯。
Now, like anyone who gets a nice gift, Gabby was very happy to receive it, and she treasured it. She kept these gifts safe, even though they were gifts from some birds.
Right.
It's still a very interesting collection to have, and that's what the article tells us. Gabby collected and saved all of her presents. So she collected them, she kept them in a safe place, maybe in an organized way, and most importantly, she saved them. When you save something, you keep something that you want to use maybe later, in the future at some time. You don't throw it away, you keep it for some other reason. You might, for example, save money if you want to go on holiday later in the year, or you might save some old pictures of some of your friends, just because there's so many good memories in there. You know, you'll have to find somewhere for it. You'll have to take it when you move house. But it's important. That's why you want to save it, because in the future, if you throw it away or give it away, you'll feel sad that you did that. It's important to save these nice things. For example, Dad saved the pictures of his family in an album. Dad saved the pictures of his family in an album. So they're always there. He can look at them anytime.
Or you can also scan your pictures and save them in your cell phone.
You could do that too, until a crow steals your cell phone.
Oh no.
Maybe.
Okay. 我们来看回课文， Gabby 把他所有的礼物都收集起来并且保存好。这里我们来看一下他用的 save 这个动词， S-A-V-E 这个动词就是保存的意思啦。它的动词三态很简单，就是 save, saved, 直接接 D, saved。像是刚刚的例句提到呢，就是爸爸将他的家族照片保存在相簿里。Be sure to save some cookies for your sister, Mike.
Nope, I'm eating all the cookies.
没错，有时候呢，如果像麦这么贪吃，你可能就会说 save some cookies, 可不可以就是留一点下来，要不然可能就是大家没得吃。 Or you could also save a seat for your friend or something.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
maybe in a movie theater or on the bus.
I saved your seat.
I saved your seat. You can sit here. I kept it safe just for you to use.
保留一个位置给你。
There you go. So yes, she protected them and put them in boxes. That's what people would do when they're collecting and saving things. They protect them and they put them away somewhere like in a box. One of Gabby's favorite gifts was half of a heart charm with the word best on it.
Oh my gosh.
Very cool. So this is kind of like a piece of jewelry.
Wow, like best friends forever?
That's right.
我们来看一下哦，就是这个 Gabby 呢，她呵护着那些礼物并放进盒子里哦。那其中一个 Gabby 最喜欢的礼物呢，就是上面写着Best 最好的这个半个心形的小饰品。这里我们提到的 charm 这个字呢，顺便来学一下，它就是小饰品的意思哦，小饰品。
All right, now in her mind, one of the crows kept the other half that said friends.
Oh my gosh!
Because it was best friends, and often you can buy these hearts, right, and you break them in half, and one person wears one, one person wears the other, and you'll always remember that person. So in Gabby's mind, the crows had the other half, the other side of this little piece of jewelry. So she kept the best parts, the crows have the friends part. Now notice here, we said in her mind. That means in her imagination. She doesn't know it's true. This is what she thinks. Your mind is where where you do your thinking. We're not talking about your brain, that kind of funny gray thing in your head. We're talking about the activity in your brain. So you use your mind to think, to remember, to feel emotions, to have feelings, that kind of stuff that goes on in your mind world, not in your body world. For example, Rebecca has a very clever mind. Rebecca has a very clever mind. In other words, she's quite smart.
Okay, so Gabby, 她的想象力很丰富哦，因为 in her mind, 在她想象里面，其中一只乌鸦可能是保存她心形小视频的另外一半，上面写着 friend, 朋友 best friend, 我们是最好的朋友。Mind 呢，其实也有很多的用法，很多意思哦，它有想法的意思，或者是头脑。像是刚刚的例句提到，就是 Rebecca 有个非常聪明的头脑， she has a very clever mind. Okay, 当然呢 mind 我常常可以用到 change one's mind, 就是改变想法这样子的意思，或是 is there something on your mind, 就是你是不是在烦恼什么呢？ Okay, that's it for today. Let's now go to our wrap up.
So there you go, best friends with a crow. Or was it crows? I'm never really sure if it was one crow or many, but still, having a crow as a friend, that's pretty cool.
I know.
I have to say, my cat right now looks really boring.
Don't do that. That's
He's,
mean.
He never brings me anything shiny.
真的有点坏耶，就是因为他的猫不会像这个 Gabby 的乌鸦这么贴心，会送他这个 best friend 的这种小饰品。Come on, your cat brought you poop and vomit.
Yeah, he brings me love and he rubs against me and it's very nice. But still, a crow? That's pretty cool.
Okay, crow. Yeah, 我也觉得蛮酷的。
Would you love a big black bird as your best friend? You could scare away all sorts of people. If you didn't like them, you just put on a big witch's hat, put your crow up here, they would run away from you. They'd be like, crazy lady with the witch, with the crow, with the whole magic thing.
No, I don't want to have a crow now.
It'd be pretty cool. All right, guys, well, that's it. If you have a very, very interesting pet,Good for you. Keep it up. And we'll see you very soon in the near future. You're thinking about a pet crow.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Be not a bad idea. Thank you so much for helping me with my English.
Thank you so much for helping me with my English.
六月毕业，除了感伤要离开相处多年的好朋友外，也不要忘了好好谢谢忍受你叛逆青春期的老师啦。除了忍受你的坏脾气外，还要苦口婆心希望拯救你的英文。Yeah, I'm talking about me. 要怎么好好谢谢你的老师 me 教你这么多人生大道理呢？ We can look at today's sentence. Thank you so much for helping me with my English.Thank you so much for helping me with my English. 平常不会说英语，讲到谢谢应该都知道是 thank you. 加上 so much 就是要拿来强调谢谢你非常多，太感谢你了，所以语气上也要就是显得很感激。Thank you so much. 为了什么事情而感激别人呢？后面可以加 for something 来表示为了什么什么事情我要谢谢你。所以今天的小聚会 ，Thank you so much for helping me with my English.意思就是说，实在是太感谢你拯救了我的英文了。Thank you so much for helping me with my English. 啊，这句听起来真的是很顺耳啊，赶快学起来去取悦你的老师吧。Let's review again. Thank you so much for helping me with my English. Thank you guys so much for being such good students too.
Thank you so much for helping me with my English.
Thank you so much for helping me with my English. Gifts for Gabby. The crows didn't just take food from Gabby. They also brought gifts to thank her. Every day, they left something for her in the bird bath. Most of the things were small and shiny.Gabby collected and saved all of her presents. She protected them and put them in boxes. One of Gabby's favorite gifts was half of a heart charm with the word best on it. In her mind, one of the crows kept the other half that said friends. Gift. Gift. Kevin gave me a gift because I helped him move. Kevin gave me a gift because I helped him move. Leave. Leave. Leave, left, left. Ryan will leave his computer behind when he goes on vacation. Ryan will leave his computer behind when he goes on vacation. Save. Save. Save, saved, saved. Dad saved the pictures of his family in an album. Dad saved the pictures of his family in an album. Mind. Mind. Rebecca has a very clever mind. Rebecca has a very clever mind.